Good afternoon. Day 17, women artists, 50 women artists in 50 days. Marguerite Gerard, or Gerard, probably should look that up. A talent for art often runs in families, even if only by marriage. Marguerite Gerard certainly profited greatly from her brother-in-law, Jean-Henri Fragonard, who took her under his wing in the early years. I know Fragonard. See, you don't know all the women. You don't. You just don't. They're behind the wings of the men. Born in 1761 in Grasse, or Grasse, in southern France. Grasse. Probably should have looked some of these words up. Oh, well. Born in 1761 in southern France as the daughter of the perfumer Claude Gerard, Marguerite Gerard moved to Paris at the age of 14, where she lived in the family of her sister Marie-Anne. The latter was married to no less a person than Jean-Henri Fragonard, one of the masters of the French Rococo. That is, he's the big guy in that time period. Fragonard, famous for his light-hearted, charming, and frequently risque pastoral and bathing scenes, taught the young Marguerite, initially drawing and etching, and later instructed her in the art of oil painting. Gerard not only took as her role model the art of her famous brother-in-law, but she also studied the works of Dutch painters such as Gabriel Mitsou and Gerard Terborch, who had achieved considerable international fame during the 17th century. Like them, Gerard developed a taste for intimate domestic genre scenes, which she recorded with an eye for detail and a particular talent for the portrayal of different surfaces and fabrics on canvas. Even during her lifetime, she enjoyed great success. From the 1790s, she was able to exhibit her works in the Paris Salon and received commissions from wealthy patrons. She seems, however, to have shown scant respect for conventions. She never married and was apparently decidedly lacking in ambition when it was a matter of becoming a member of the venerable Académie Royale. I'm really having fun with these, aren't I? One of the most frequent motifs in Gerard's works is of women making music, as in the painting completed around 1810, entitled Prelude to a Concert. In Gerard's time, it was customary for wealthy families to ensure that their daughters received an education in the various arts. However, this genre painting can also be interpreted in a variety of ways. Thus, it appears as if there is more between the seated woman and the man standing behind her than the title and setting of the scene would seem to indicate. Details like the little dog at the bottom left, a popular symbol of faithfulness, and the cat sitting on the table, which can be seen as a symbol of promiscuity, provide sufficient room for ambivalence. Oh, I love that. The dog is looking up at her and the cat is on the table, looking down kind of at the dog. And my cat, Maggie Moo, is sitting on the table, looking out the window with her back to me, with her tail swish, swish, swish. That's day 17, Marguerite Gerard. Have a good evening.